Project Zero Tilt Rotor ready for flight? If there were one project that best symbolizes that difficulty, it would be the V-22 Osprey commissioned by the United States military in 1981. After a development history that included enough disastrous accidents to fill their own Wikipedia page and development costs that ballooned from an initial $2.5 billion to $35.6 billion, the V-22 finally entered service in 2007. But the dismal past of the tilt rotorcraft may soon be making way for a much more prosperous future, and Augusta Westland hopes to lead the way with their new electrically powered Project Zero. Designed and built in fewer than 6 months, Project Zero has taken flight several times since 2011. Using its twin rotors, the craft takes off like a helicopter and then transitions to traditional forward flight by turning its rotors 90 degrees. According to Augusta Westland, Project Zero's rotors are driven by advanced electric motors powered by rechargeable batteries. Future hybrid solutions have also been investigated using a diesel engine to drive a generator. All of the aircraft control systems, flight control, and landing gear actuators are electrically powered, removing the need for any hydraulic system. Being an electric craft, Project Zero naturally needs a recharge between flights. But rather than plugging the machine into a wall to recharge its batteries, Augusta Westland's engineers have come up with a clever solution. The craft's own rotors can be converted from propellers into windmills. On a breezy day, the batteries can be recharged without the use of any external power source. Image courtesy of Augusta Westland.